This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Standing by its new national security law that took effect June 30th, China has continually pushed back against countries who have criticized the measure and is now raising the stakes with Canada for its role in providing refuge for Chinese residents who flee to the North American country. The Chinese ambassador to Canada is warning the Trudeau government not to grant asylum to Hong Kong. Ambassador Kang Puiwu branded pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong as violent criminals and said if Canada grants them asylum, that amounts to interference in China's internal affairs. Protests against the Hong Kong and mainland Chinese government swelled last year, and Beijing clamped down on expressions of anti-government sentiment in the city. A pair of town hall appearances on the same night and the same time to replace a canceled presidential debate. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump was on NBC from Miami. Moderator Savannah Guthrie asking if he had a coronavirus test before his first debate against Democrat Joe Biden.
Did you take a test on the day of the debate, I guess, is the bottom line.
I probably did, and I took a test the day before and the day before.
Trump's positive test 2 days after that debate landed him in the hospital for 3 days. Biden, in Philadelphia for a town hall carried by ABC, says Trump has failed to lead from the start of the pandemic.
He missed enormous opportunities and kept saying things that weren't true. It's going to go away by Easter. Don't worry about it. It's going to all, when the summer comes, it's all going to go away like a miracle.
The two men are slated to be on stage at Belmont University in Nashville next Thursday for their final debate. I'm Tim McGuire.
And with both sides digging in their heels as another deadline passed, the European Union and Britain are demanding concessions from one another in talks on a basic trade deal that would soften the economic blow of the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Republicans are powering Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett closer to confirmation. They pushed past Democratic objections on the Senate Judiciary Committee Thursday and set October 22nd for its recommendation for Barrett's nomination to the full Senate. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Senate Judiciary Committee says it will vote next week on recommending Barrett's nomination, clearing the way for a full Senate vote by month's end. Democrats cannot stop her, but mounted a final effort.
I move to indefinitely postpone the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett.
No, we're not.
You're just trying to ram through this justice.
This process is a caricature of illegitimacy.
Richard Blumenthal, Amy Klobuchar, and Patrick Leahy all call it a sham. Committee Chair Lindsey Graham heard the objections.
There is no way you'll ever convince me that Amy Coney Barrett is not qualified using any reasonable standards of qualification.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Friday urged voters to deliver her a strong mandate at this weekend's general election, promising to provide a swifter recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. Ardern's response to the crisis has left her well-placed for Saturday's vote, although recent polls have suggested her Labour Party may need support from the minor Greens Party to form a government. Labour has a comfortable double-digit lead over the main opposition centre-right National Party. A coalition of Labour and the Greens would be the first left-leaning government in more than a decade, a scenario that Conservative National Party leader Judith Collins has warned would mean more taxes in a business-unfriendly environment. The defense minister for Mexican ex-president Enrique Peña Nieto, General Salvador Cienfuegos Zepeda, was detained at Los Angeles Airport Thursday by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. A DEA spokeswoman in Los Angeles said she had no further details about the nature of the warrant, the circumstances of the arrest, or whether he was coming or going at the Los Angeles airport. Multiple members of Peña Nieto's cabinet and party have been implicated in high-level corruption cases, sometimes involving allegations of links to organized crime. Even months after screens went dark, cinemas have reopened in much of India with older titles on the marquee. Thursday's return to movie theaters is a sign of the country's efforts to return to normal as the pace of coronavirus infection slows, but also the roadblocks that remain. India has recorded more than 110,000 deaths and is still registering the highest number of daily cases globally. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.